You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. It's a homecoming for our guest, who returns to the Los Angeles Angels after a 10-year absence as special assistant to the general manager. And we welcome to the big show, Bud Black. You look good in red.
Ed, it's good to be back. Good to talk to you. Great to have you out here in Arizona. I see you on the East Coast often, so it's a nice treat for us to see Ed Randall out west.
And it's, once again, seeing you in red of the Angels.
Well, I have a great bond here. I feel good here, as you know, in the fall of 99, when there was quite a changeover of personnel down here on the field level. I was fortunate to land on the coaching staff here with Mike and, you know, Ron Redeke, Alfredo Griffin, Mickey Hatcher, down the line of guys who came with Mike. We had a great early tenure here, and Mike's continued it, after being in San Diego for 9 years and then coming back here. I'm so familiar with so many people who are still here, a lot of the minor league personnel. Obviously, a lot of the major league coaches.
And you helped them win a world championship.
Well, we feel good about that. You know, obviously, that was the highlight for so many of us in an Angel uniform and in the organization. Like I said, there's still so many people here who are a part of that. So it's really good stuff. So, again, now with Billy Epler here in his first year and a couple of guys that he brought in, things I think are going in the right direction for Angel baseball. I know that Billy's excited, to be here, coming back to the West. He's from San Diego. I'm sure you'll talk to him before it's over, but him coming up to Anaheim as a young boy to watch American League games is still a memory for Billy. But, for us, it's great to be back, and hopefully, I can help us get to where we want to be.
You mentioned the word fall a moment ago, and a lot of people felt, me included, that you took the fall for the lack of production from these players that were brought in with great fanfare this past season in San Diego and let go at a time in which you were flirting at the 500 mark.
Yeah, Ed, it was an exciting winter in San Diego with, so many new acquisitions. And, as a coaching staff and an organization, we were excited about the group. And, the first couple months, like you said, we were right around 500. And, a change was made. And, I think that, that happens in our game. It's part of what, we go through as managers in baseball. And you see it in other professional sports with the head coach. But, I'm very, grateful for my time in San Diego. I lived there to coach my hometown team was, pretty special stuff, and made some great friends. I had, a number of general managers, a couple ownership groups. So I've met some great people along the way who were, part of Padre baseball. But, it was probably, time to move on for me and get ready for a new challenge.
Do you want to manage again?
Ed, I think so. Absolutely. Again, I know there's only 30 jobs, so, if it happens, it happens. So, I'm going to continue doing everything I can in the present, for this organization that I'm so fond of, and again, like I said earlier, have great ties to. So, we'll see how it all plays out. I think there's a lot of great baseball men out there. There's some veteran managers. There's some up and comers. Across the landscape of this game, I know so many baseball men that that I feel as though if I get an opportunity, I'll be very grateful for that once again.
How did the game change in the 9 years in which you were managing in San Diego?
I don't know whether the game has changed itself. I know that from a pure baseball perspective, I think you can look at a few things that are different than a generation ago. And I think maybe in the last 10 years, Ed, I think that if you scout players now, I think on the pitching side, You're seeing increased velocity. You're seeing the scouting scale sort of change their grades on what an average fastball is, what an average slider is. So that has changed. I think the young pitcher coming up now is probably a little bit more physical. They're throwing harder. Their secondary pitches are harder than a generation ago. So I think the overall stuff is probably better. I think we've seen a change in that, and I think that's recognized throughout the game, especially on, the baseball operations side and the coaching staffs. We see that.
The bullpens have become so incredibly dominant, much more so than when you got started.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that, when I, retired as a player, the teams that won, obviously had great starting pitching and, a couple guys in the bullpen. Now I think you look at the specialization of what happens in the bullpen and general managers and teams really trying to get, a group of seven relief pitchers who are really dominant, who can, from game to game, really shut down the opposition. I think that, the bullpen now, is sort of like an extra player. They play every day. The bullpen plays every game. So it's critical for success to have a really good bullpen.
And also, we're with Bud Black, Special Assistant to the General Manager with the Los Angeles Angels. Also, defensive metrics have become so very important. We didn't have that 9 years ago. Well, maybe we did, but they were confined to computers upstairs. And now we have that. We have rampant shifting. The game has changed when the team is on the field.
Yeah, I think the big change there, Ed, is that, again, when you had a pull hitter, you shifted to a certain extent. You maybe played a left-handed hitter. You played the second baseman over. You played the first baseman deep. You maybe shaded the shortstop up the middle. What we're seeing commonplace now is you're seeing the shortstop flip over, to the right field side of second base. And conversely, there are some right-handed hitters where you'll see the second baseman on the left field side of second where. 10 years ago, you never saw that, or maybe even as far back as just 5 years ago, you didn't see that. So, again, I think that because of the analytics, because of spray charts, because of data, we're seeing the defensive side become much more prominent. And I think teams are scouting now a little bit more. Defensive players, especially some outfielders, and they're creating that balance where the offense is becoming a little closer to the defense in how you evaluate players. Whether there are those players who can take away runs, just as easily as those guys who can generate runs offensively. So that's always a dialogue amongst baseball people.
You spent 9 years managing in the National League. You're now back in the American League where you did such great work on Mike Socha's staff prior to going to the Padres. Where are you on the designated hitter and the talk this winter that perhaps it might be entertained for the National League in the upcoming labor negotiations?
Well, I do know this. I do know it's being talked about. I think, those of us in the game, you included, we're hearing those talks. From a purist standpoint, and I see myself as a traditionalist. From a managerial standpoint, the National League game for me is something that I think us National League managers sort of enjoy
and cherish.
There's obviously many moves when the middle of the game starts to occur. With your pitcher in the pitcher spot and, in the use of your bench. In the National League, quite often there's at least two or three bench players use the game in some role, whether it's pinch hitting, whether there's a double switch involved. You always have to be conscious of where the pitcher spot is in relation to how you use your bullpen and some of the moves you make. So, from a strategic standpoint and those fans who like managing the game from the television or the radio or wherever they might be involved in the game, it's probably entertaining for them to the fan who just, you know, comes out and wants to watch a baseball game, seeing David Ortiz or seeing a great Edgar Martinez or going way back to Hal McRae, it's fun to watch those guys hit. There's no doubt about it. And there's something to that. You know, the pitcher waving at three pitches and sitting back down, is the time to maybe go get the hot dog and the cold beer. But, there's merits to both, Ed. But I think, probably on a grander, bigger scale, somebody can make a case for the DH in both leagues.
Joe Maddon, your dear friend, who you coached with here at the Angels, comes over to the Chicago Cubs and now swears by old-fashioned nine-man-a-team baseball.
Well, Joe is a dear friend of mine, as he is a dear friend of a lot of people in this organization. You know, Mike and Ron Renneke and a number of coaches in the coaches' room and people in this organization. Joe was an Angel for almost 30 years. At the core, Joe is a purist and a traditionalist. He is, he is progressive. He does, some things on, I think the behind the scenes and maybe a little, out front that are a little unique in our game, which is beautiful for Joe, which is, he talks about a lot of these things when he was here. But, again, I think when it comes down to it, Joe, understands the beauty of this game from nine players, like you said.
Ed Randall with Bud Black on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Talk about this 2016 edition of the Los Angeles Angels, what you've seen so far, realizing, of course, that it's very early, but where do you see the strengths and where do you see areas that need improvement?
Well, I think that, you look at our club, I'd like to think that, when April comes, we're going to be a pretty well-balanced club. I think there's... you look at the offense, you look at the defense, you look at the pitching, I think you can say that we're pretty sound all the way around. On the offensive side, when you have, Mike Trout and Albert Pujols in the middle of the order, it's pretty good. It's pretty good 1-2. And then you add Cole Calhoun, who had 30 homers last year, a solid major league performer. C.J. Cron at first base, another big power bat. So the middle of the order, looks pretty strong. If, we keep those guys on the field and keep them, out there every day, there's going to be production. Yunel Escobar and Andrelton Simmons are solid professional players. Those guys are contributors. I think that it would be nice to have another bat in the lineup, but, that's easier said than done. The defensive side, I think we're going to be solid. We've got the best defensive shortstop in the game. Our catching core with Perez and Soto are solid. Escobar, like I mentioned, is a pro. The outfield is going to cover ground with Trout and Calhoun. And, if we have Gentry out there and Nava, I think those guys are fine. On the pitching side, Garrett Richards, I don't think has hit his stride. He's got tremendous stuff. You look around the league with guys with like great stuff, velocity, movement. We're hoping that he becomes maybe the next Jake Arrieta, where a couple years in the big leagues and all of a sudden boom, it's a breakout year. But he has that type of arm and that type of stuff. Andrew Haney, a lefty who's come on the scene, I think he's going to be a solid major league pitcher. Tyler Skaggs will be coming back from a Tommy John. C.J. Wilson, Jared Weaver, professional veteran pitchers who know how to win. Shoemaker, Tropiano, young pitchers, who've had major league success. The bullpen, Houston Street, Joe Smith, two back-end guys who are going to be very solid. We need a little bit more, maybe a little more depth in our bullpen. A lot of teams probably want that as well. But, again, I think it's a pretty well-balanced team. There's a lot of things that we like about our club. So we feel as though on a nightly basis we can match up with the Astros and the Mariners and the Rangers and the A's in our division. It's a good division. Yeah, it's a good division, and no doubt about it. But, we like a lot of our players.
Do you see Mike Trout as the next face of baseball?
I do. I think we're starting to see that now. Here he is in his, mid-20s. I think he's got an engaging personality. He plays a style that is... that people love to see. He's got speed, he's got power. He plays with a smile on his face. He plays with toughness.
He's getting bigger too.
He truly is a force. I mean, you know, this is the first time that I've been around him up close, and I, you know, from TV and from afar, I didn't realize how put together this young man is. He is strong, and you put your hand on him, it's like putting your hand on a concrete wall, and you know, you watch the bat speed, you watch him run. I mean, it's a complete player. If he represents our game, you know, we're going to be very happy about that because he's a good guy too.
And one of so many great young players that are babies.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, Harper in Washington with a breakout year. Correa down in Houston looks like he's going to be, you know, a special player. You know, there's some, you know, good young pitchers who are coming into the game, and some veteran pitchers who are still dominating. So, I mean, there's a lot of stars, Ed, and there's, you know, I think baseball is doing a much better job of marketing our game and trying to, you know, get it out there to everybody. And I mean, you know, we're competing obviously with the NFL and the NBA, but we got some special people, you know, as players that I think that, you know, fans, you know, sports fans in general can really gravitate to.
So a special assistant to the general manager of the Los Angeles Angels, what is Buddy Black's responsibilities?
Well, Ed, you know, it's, you know, the, you know, presently right now in spring training, you know, I'm part of the, you know, the, like an additional staff member here in camp. You know, obviously we had 60 plus players in camp, so you need the staffing to throw batting practice and hit fungos and be available, you know, on a number of fields throughout the day here in Tempe. When the season unfolds, you know, I'll be up in Anaheim, you know, more probably in an executive position with Billy, watching games, evaluating our players, and you know, bouncing things off Billy, and maybe Billy bouncing some things off me as far as our roster. I'll go into our minor league system and evaluate, you know, our players from rookie ball up to AAA. There's a good chance, you know, our amateur scouting director might send me out on a trip to watch an amateur player, whether it's a high school player, a college pitcher, you know, that we might be considering for the draft, and, you know, just get another set of eyes on some amateurs to, you know, to assist our amateur scouts. So a wide-ranging duties, you know, travel with the big league team at times, be a conduit between the major league staff and Billy and his guys. So it's going to be a great perspective for me. You know, I've been on the field for, 16 straight years, and to maybe take a step back and see it from, you know, a different lens, I think will, be good.
And they will be welcoming you home in this position that provides for this organization so many assets. There's so much you can do here, and there's a prior familiarity.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm hoping to bring, you know, whatever I can bring to help us win games. And, you know, not only today, but in the future. Again, there's, as you know, there's discussions every day about baseball. You know, this game is about the players. It's a players' game, and every organization has to determine, you know, strengths and weaknesses and evaluations on players. You know, every organization has, you know, anywhere from 100 to 180 to 200 players in their system. You know, not only the 25 guys on the roster, but, you know, knowing our system and getting out there and reading scouting reports on other players and maybe coming across players in my travels on other teams that sort of piqued my interest to jot down and, you know, keep an eye on for future evaluations, you know, with Billy. So, you know, wide-ranging. You know, I was able to, right when I retired, and I was able to do that a little bit with the Indians under John Hart and Mark Shapiro and Dan O'Dowd, and that was a great education for me, and I think, again, back in similar role here, that's be another great education.
Do you think you could go into the front office and just stay in the front office, even though you harbor aspirations to again return to the dugout?
Well, I want to contribute. You know, I think that, you know, I've been on the field most of my career. You know, obviously 17 as a player, 17 as a coach or manager, you know, a few years off the field doing some things, you know, on the executive side. I'm not quite sure what I'm built for, but I know my comfort level is on the field. But I think I could, you know, maybe contribute some in the office.
Great to see you back wearing red, and all best wishes to you and personally and to the Los Angeles Angels in 2016.
Well, Ed, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. I know that, you being here and you, talking about our great game is something that those of us who know you, we know your passion. We know how you feel about people in this game, and it's a pleasure to be on with you.
That'll do it for us on MLB.com. My thanks to Buddy Black, and if you're listening on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.